Parents, we are excited to share that Lingo Kids podcasts are now available on StoryButton, the stylish audio player for kids, where they can listen to our podcasts and more without having to use a parent's phone or tablet. Connect the player to Wi-Fi and stream all of our newest episodes and listen to your other favorite kid podcasts. Use the code LINGOKIDS to save $10 off your purchase at StoryButton.com. Visit their website to learn more. Hey parents, did you know we also have an app? The Lingo Kids app helps kids ages 2 and up have fun while learning through fun and educational games and songs. Try it today. Welcome to Music to Our Ears, where we share some interesting tidbits and stories related to our favorite Lingo Kids songs. Today, we're talking about friendship and learning about short vowel sounds.
Vowels? Like A, E, I,
O, and U?
Yes, but why are they short? They seem like the same size to me.
Short vowels refer to how vowels can sometimes sound. Sometimes they sound like A, E, I, O, U, but sometimes when they're next to other letters, they can sound different.
Oh!
For example, the word sun has a U in it, but it doesn't sound like U. It sounds shorter, like a. The same goes with words like cat, or hop, or skip. They have short sounds.
How fun!
Good one, Cowie. Fun is a great example. I have a story to tell you. It's a story of friendship. While I tell the story, let's see how many words with short vowels you can find.
Yay!
Okay, here goes. Once upon a time, there was a cat and a dog.
Cat and dog have short vowels.
Great job, Cowie! The cat and dog were best friends. Every day, the dog would run across the fields to play with the cat. Aha! That's a good one.
Run!
Yes, Lisa! One day, while running across the field to play with the cat, the dog came across a stream. The cat was on the other side of the stream, and they didn't know how to cross it so they could play.
Oh no, what will they do?
The cat said, "Let's build something that will help us cross, like engineers." "Great idea," said the dog. "Let's build a tunnel." Yes, Billy, the ton in tunnel is short.
Nice!
The dog and the cat had to dig, dig, dig.
Oh, dig is a good one.
But no matter how much they tried, they couldn't dig a hole big enough to go across the stream.
What will we do now? Said the cat. Should we give up?
No, said the dog. You're my best friend, and I won't give up on my best friend. Let's build something else, like good engineers.
What do you think they'll build?
How about a bridge?
Yes, a bridge could help them cross the stream. And it is also a great example of a short vowel word. Great job, Cowie. So, they built a bridge and played together all day long. The end.
That's a great story.
I would build a bridge for all of you because you're my friends.
That's music to our ears.
Speaking of friendship, let's sing a wonderful song about friendship. Ready? Here we go.
My friend the bear can't cross the lake. Help me build a bridge so we can both eat cake. My friend the fox needs to build a home. Let's dig a hole to keep him safe from the storm. Let's build new friendships with this song. Let's build new friendships with this song. Let's build new friendships with this song. Let's build new friendships with this song.
Let's build new friendships with this song.
You two come. song. Let's build new friendships with this song.
Let's build new friendships with this song. You two could come along. Let's build the roads to meet our friends and play all day long.
Let's build new friendships with this song. You two could come along. Let's build the roads to meet our friends and play all day long. All day long.
Now that was music to our ears. We hope you liked the song. It was so much fun practicing our short vowels while talking about friendship. Just like the bridge, all friendships are built through trust and kindness. If you are ready for interactive play learning time, explore our Lingo Kids app. It offers fun and educational songs and games to help kids ages 2 and older learn and develop important skills, such as communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity. That's the power of play learning. See you in our next episode. Goodbye until next time.